Hi, and welcome to the first lesson in networking for students. Here's what we'll be going over today. First, Hannah's going to talk about what networking really is, and then we'll share how helpful it can be for you. And finally, we'll show you what's in the remainder of the course.
So what is networking? Networking is often thought to be an uncomfortable, well-manicured suit and tie affair, conversations that lead to the business deal of a lifetime. What many don't realize is that networking is actually the making of new connections. Possibly even more perplexing to some is that the best networking doesn't just happen at predetermined networking events. Thinking of networking as a method of making new connections to expand your circle. This can be a circle of friends, colleagues, clients, students, and professors. Yes, you heard me right. You can network to grow any area of your relationships. The magic of networking is letting it happen organically, taking advantage of the places you go to regularly, the classes you take, the coffee shops you love, your regular stomping grounds. Of course, networking can be overwhelming. What do you say? To who? How do you say it? What if you say the wrong thing? How can you think on your feet? Where to start? Before continuing in this course, think of one area in your life, be it work or education, that you feel would benefit from networking. Do you want to be well connected with professors so that you may get a good reference? Do you want to meet new students to put together study groups? Do you want to find a specific job in the future that connections will help you land? Take a pause before you go on to the next lesson. Take note of how networking will benefit your growth in the future and who you may want to network with now. Then throughout the course, think back to your answer to create examples and ideas for yourself to put into action.
So how can networking help you as a university student? Your time at university can really help you launch your career, not just because of the subjects you're studying and the skills you're learning, but also because of the connections you're making. The people you meet at university may be able to tell you about campus opportunities you haven't heard of, like internships, clubs, training opportunities, and other supports, share their experiences as a student and in their career, whether they've done some co-op work terms, researched with a specific professor, taken or avoided certain classes, or found little known ways to build their resume. Other students, and especially higher year students, can be a wealth of information. By finding opportunities to network with those in your industry, you can learn more about their careers and use this information to guide your own career exploration and decisions. And your classmates are studying the same topics as you and may therefore be colleagues in whatever field you decide to start your career. Knowing a few people in your field is going to get you started building your network in that field. The people you get to know may also be the ones to let you know about your next great opportunity, or even better, they may recommend you for something. Supporting your classmates will also usually lead to you receiving their support in return. You may also end up mentoring other students, creating even more connections. Taking the time to start early and network while you're a student can help you create a solid foundation for your career, including building your networking skills and confidence. Building your network now will also help you in your future.
So why start networking now? What if you don't have a specific reason to network? Have you ever heard the phrase, "It's who you know"? I use this phrase in business and with clients on the regular. Networking isn't just about finding the exact right person you need to land you that job. Actually, networking is about getting to know lots of people, expanding your sphere in many arenas so that you are well connected. The key to networking is always being one phone call away from the connection you need. Here's an example. Say you meet someone while networking and you become friends. You chat every few months, and one day you mention, "I think I'm going to switch my major. I think I want to take psychology instead of communications." And then your friend says, "No way, that's great. I know a psychology professor. Want me to connect you?" You would have never otherwise met this professor, but because you have networked and expanded the circle of people you know, you are statistically more likely to be connected with people who can help push you forward along the way. So to answer the question, why start networking now, even if you don't need to network yet? Because you never know who you'll meet, when you'll meet them, and how they can help support you and your future goals. No matter the industry you fall into, no matter what goals you have in mind, and no matter the reason, it's who you know. Networking is a skill. Begin honing that skill the moment you feel driven to do so.
So if you're wondering why you should take this course, if you're nervous about networking and not sure where to start, this course is going to help you feel confident when you attend a networking event or meet a potential connection. It's going to help you understand who you should network with and where you can meet them. will also prepare you to talk about yourself with ease and confidence, whether it's with other students, professors, or career connections. This course is for future or current university students who want to conquer their fear of networking and start really building those connections. So what's in this course? This class is composed of four lessons that each include a video like this one with captions and variable speed, a written transcript, as well as a PDF of the slides. You're learning from two professionals, a university educator, myself, and then also a business strategist with Hannah. And in these lessons, what we're going to cover is who to network with, where and how to network, the difference between a regular conversation and actual networking, how to manage and maintain your new connections. And then at the end, we'll go over some frequently asked questions, also known as frequent fears of networking. And you can ask any questions you have in the comment section below anytime, and we'll get back to you. Are you ready to continue? See you in the next lesson.